I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. By a 3-2 vote, the Senate Judiciary Committee in Vermont today approved legislation calling for a 24-hour waiting period before a person can purchase a handgun. The original bill called for a 48-hour waiting period to provide potential suicide victims with a cooling-off period. Committee Chairman Dick Sears said research shows people who want to commit suicide using a gun usually carry out their intent within hours. He says that's why he offered the 24-hour compromise.
Looking at that factor, not sure what the extra 24 hours might do. I guess I was concerned that that without the support, the support of the committee, we might have something on the floor that would be go much further than what we were trying to do.
The full Senate is expected to consider a number of amendments to the bill. Leaders at the beleaguered College of St. Joseph say they hope a merger with a yet unnamed school can appease the school's creditors and keep it from closing. But multiple staff, faculty, and students at the Rutland College tell VTDigger.org that school president Jennifer Scott has told them the situation is dire. Scott is said to have announced in meetings last week that the school would need to suspend its undergraduate programming entirely for at least a year. The National Weather Service is monitoring water levels on rivers and streams in Vermont. Warmer temperatures in recent days could lead to flooding. Maureen Hastings, a meteorologist with the Weather Service's Burlington office, says the greatest risk of flooding is tonight into Saturday. Hastings says snowmelt will slow down as temperatures cool off tonight, but that does not end the flood risk.
There's always a lag on the rivers. The rivers will continue to rise overnight and probably crest sometime early Saturday morning.
Hastings says the Weather Service is monitoring areas at risk of flooding, including an ice jam on the Winooski River in Richmond. A flood watch is in effect for most of Vermont and northern New York through Saturday evening. And Vermont State Police are asking drivers to find alternate routes at this hour around Route 78 in Highgate Village. That's due to high water on the roadway. And students from around Vermont joined a global strike today to protest for efforts to fight climate change. VTDigger.org reports middle school, high school, and college students all plan to join the strike in Vermont. Students demonstrated in Middlebury and at the State House this afternoon, calling on politicians to take action to cut carbon emissions. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with showers possible, lows in the 30s, a few upper 20s in the Adirondacks. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.